Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks Tuesday, the 3rd of November of the year 2020, and on this day in history, in 1394, the Jews were expelled from France by Charles VI. I cannot believe we're 308 episodes deep into this year, and I'm still waiting for something nice to happen to the Jews in history. And by something nice, I don't mean the times that there's like a royal edict where they're allowed to get married or own a pig or whatever, because that's very much like the good news that some asshole rented you a tent to live in after they burned down your house. I'm just saying, if the Jews run everything, they can't have been doing it for long. And in 1913, feminist news in history on this day, the first modern elastic brassiere was patented by New York socialite Mary Phelps Jacob, also known as Tits Up Mary. And in 1918 on this date, the Austro-Hungarian Empire dissolved with the surprise introduction to the structure of the empire of half a glass of water. Boom! Got it in early, punks! Never be sleeping! Always be waiting for half a glass of water. Your guest today on the podcast is the magnificent Commandante of the People's Republic of the People United, NATO Green. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Alice. Hello, posters. You know, I could use half a glass of water because I am hell of ashy these days.
Well, you've been working so hard. You're right on the forefront of the military resistance to all sorts of things that are happening in America, and it's election day, so it's real head up. I'm really pleased that you made time for us. You're going to be telling us all the latest in election news for our top story.
That's right. Ready to talk about it? Ready to talk about armed resistance to the fascist regime.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, last week, New Zealand voted by national referendum to legalise euthanasia, but not to decriminalise marijuana, which to me feels the wrong way round, stakes-wise. Like, between high and die, if it was an either-or, I'd choose high. Maybe if you allowed people access to marijuana, fewer people would feel the need to hit the eject button on unmanageable pain. I don't know, it's one of those ethical dilemmas where they felt it would be greedy to take both, and so they picked the worse one. They've decided that old people can take drugs that will definitely kill them, on purpose, but young people can't take drugs that will almost certainly not kill them. NATO, you're in California, the land of weed and guns. Which do you feel more concerned about?
You know, the thing about being from the Bay Area, the San Francisco Bay Area in California, is that weed smells like home. Like when I leave San Francisco and travel, and then I come back, it's like, what's that smell? Oh, it's weed. So we sort of decriminalized weed before it was legal to decriminalize weed. We just did it. It was an old legal principle called facts on the ground, which is it turns out that things that are illegal become legal if everyone does it at the same time.
I feel like that's a good way to run politics, is just sort of, yeah. We all agree on this. This is democracy in action.
That's right. We voted with our feet. and our bongs, and then we lay down for a nap.
Well, that's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because the dragon's not going to enter itself. Welcome to Mr. Perpendulum's whimsical bandbox, the one-stop shop for a one-man band. We've got it all! Knee cymbals, foot bells, a mouth piano, a backpack that's actually a drum, a monkey that hits a triangle, we're unbearably loud and intolerably twee for the man with a one-track mind. If that track is being your own coordinated cacophony of circus-type noise, you want Mr. Perpendulum's whimsical bandbox, one-stop shop for a one-man band. Have you ever wanted to be in a one-man band, Nato?
No. I'm a team player. I wanted to be in a jug ensemble.
Yeah, the one man band is a very sad acknowledgement that you don't have as many friends as you'd like to make the noise level that you'd like.
Right. If you have all the virtuosity and none of the social skills.
The long trip from the Old Bailey to South Australia on a convict ship is brutal and grueling. You must survive on grog and hard tack, the ship's biscuits so dry that and weevil-filled you'd never eat it on land. But here at sea, 2 months in, you don't even get rid of the weevils, their much-needed protein. The hard tack is impossible for your scurvy, loosened teeth to break up. So you soak it in half a glass of water. Half a glass of water, almost a whole mouth of teeth. Brought to you by Sailor's Friend and Half a Glass of Water.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. NATO, Comandante, what is happening in the world of the election on this most election of days?
Today, on Election Day, it's very exciting. People are voting. We may finally put an end to the Trump regime, the years of horror that we've been living through. Obviously, Trump is not faring well in the polls against Bob the Sentient Trash Island. Of course, I am involved in getting out the vote. I'm doing my part. One of the fun things about Election Day is that, like, you go from thinking about the very big picture, working on the election and the fate of democracy and your civic duty, to the smallest thing of, like, have I crossed off all the voters on my list? And also you get a little loopy because you have so many, the same conversation so many times, so you start, like, iterating in fascinating ways. Like, I was doing some text banking through an automated voter engagement text banking app, and some people were like, yes, I'm with you, and other people were like, no, and then someone responded, suck my dick. And what that made me think of is this famous Obama speech where Obama said, like, you know, in that very Obama way, like, progress is on the ballot. Tolerance is on the ballot. And so then I type back to the person, me sucking your dick is not on the ballot. But you can try to run a write-in campaign for that and see how that goes.
There's only one side of this campaign that would like to make sucking dicks illegal. So if you want to do this...
Right. And if you want to see if you can raise money for a very small super PAC of me sucking your dick specifically.
I mean, yeah, that's what we want. We want a referendum on every act of sex work.
That's right. Isn't that what consent really is? It's not consent unless it's submitted to the voters.
Yeah, then you have always the guys who'll like be like, yeah, I know the popular vote says this, but the Electoral College says earlier in the night you let me buy you a drink, so...
Yeah, speaking of polling the young women...
That was such low-hanging fruit, Nato.
I'm so sorry.
No, I approve of it. I appreciate it. Carry on, and then I'll ask you a little bit about the military side of what's going on with you.
So the American people are voting in record numbers. There was also a huge number of early voting. So the share of people voting on Election Day is the lowest it's ever been. At one point, there was one day last week where we crossed an important threshold, which was an early warning sign that millennials are taking over American politics, which was that Americans hit 69 million early votes at exactly 4:20 p.m. So that's how we get down, speaking of legalizing weed. And there's record early voting, huge lines, hours long of people waiting to vote. And depending on your point of view, it was either a sign of the greatest democracy on earth or widespread voter suppression. And so on behalf of the American people, I would like to say, please, Jacinda Ardern, please invade the United States as a humanitarian intervention. And Americans are people aren't inspired by necessarily what they're voting for. They want to vote. They want to vote Trump out. The American people are saying in one voice, shut the f*** up. And it's inspiring and stirring. And Bob, the sentient trash island, has been dominating the digital advertising space with catchy TikTok videos and slogans like, let Bob do the job, and bobbing for president.
Hey.
And Trump and Bob, the sentient trash island, are like crisscrossing the country doing campaign events. Trump via Air Force One, Bob, the sentient trash island, who obviously takes up more than one seat on an airplane, so has to travel to his campaign events via freight train. This week, President Trump held a campaign rally with thousands of supporters at an airport in Omaha, Nebraska. And he left on Air Force One, and his supporters were left stranded on the tarmac for 3 hours because there weren't enough shuttles to bring them the 4 miles back to their cars. At nighttime in Omaha, temperatures got to freezing, and several seniors required medical attention. And so this is from the files of the End of Metaphor. Trump literally left his old supporters out in the cold to suffer alone. From the guy who denies the existence of COVID, it couldn't have been more on the nose unless he sprayed them with water and hung them feet first from a clothesline. So, and now, you know, there's this, we're sort of shifting into the mode of like, what's going to happen to the result, to whether we will dissolve into all-out civil war as fascists refuse to accept the election results. Republicans trying to suppress the vote. They can only win by cheating. They're trying to prevent votes from being counted, purging voter rolls, dismantling the post office, packing the Supreme Court with ideologues, preparing armed zealots to take the streets. And in commensurate response, Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer, the leader in the Senate, Democrats will never stop fighting for Americans. Democrats will never stop fighting for Americans' health care, which is quite a self-own. Because if you're saying that you will never stop fighting, that's another way of saying that you have no plan to win. Never stop fighting is a nice way of saying keep losing. Never give up on losing. I'd have more respect for Senator Schumer if he said, we didn't start this fight, but we'll end it, as he walked out of a burning Mar-a-Lago.
Well, I mean, as somebody, you, the leader of the armed resistance, so the People's Republic of the People United, Commandante Nato Green, you've certainly walked out of a number of flaming buildings in your time.
Sure.
Do you have plans for what's going to happen if Trump wins, what's going to happen if Bob wins? I understand that, you know, neither party's candidate is fully aligned with your, let's be honest, extremely radical views.
That's right.
What's your sort of strategy going forward?
Well, first of all, I should say that, you know, I'm taking the resistance is taking a united front approach to fight the right. We have to defeat Trump. But I commit to you now that if Bob the sentient trash island wins, I'm already against him, and I will be doing everything I can to bring him down. Even if he abolishes all police immediately, it will not be enough for me. So it won't meet my radical standards. So Trump has told the Proud Boys to stand by and stand back and stand ready. There are people bringing guns to polling places as voter intimidation. And as the leader of the military wing of the People's Republic, the People's United, my brigade was not the Proud Boys. It's a middle-aged man with a deep-seated sense of shame. But we are prepared to engage in armed combat with the Proud Boys, you know, within reason. You know, at my age, we need to do some stretching first before I don't want to end up with a Charlie horse as a result of the armed confrontation.
Yeah, people don't really discuss enough about how much a well-regulated militia needs to be flexible and well-watered militia. You need to have good nutrition, you have to have proper training, you have to do a lot of athletics. Like, it's quite intense.
Yeah, I mean, and if you're going to have a well-regulated militia, like, you have to figure out where everyone is going to poo, and and you have to bring your grenades and your night vision and also your toilet paper, like, you know, your hand sanitizer. Like, you don't want to be out there fighting for freedom and smelling a bit assy. That's not good.
Well, that is the highbrow commentary we expect from a leader among people on this, the very American election day. I've got to say, as an Australian, even though I am orbiting the world in my space studio, I have some vested interest in the outcomes for Australia. And I've got to say, we've all got our fingers crossed, and we all wish that we could have some sort of a vote, because it's certainly going to affect the rest of the world and all the jokes that I have to write forever. And that's all the time we have for your top story today. And we don't have time for your letters to the editor. That's all right. You can send us a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com and take your chances that I'll have time, energy, and willingness to read it. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we're back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. A big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was the extremely aggressive and militant NATO Green. NATO, have you got anything to plug?
I would like to plug people shutting the f*** up and not writing you letters. They don't deserve your responses, these savages.
This brought out a real side of me that I didn't expect. The letters to the editor.
People can follow me at NATO Green on Twitter, Mr. NATO Green on Instagram. Check out my comedy albums on the Comedy Album Thing or Laughter Against the Machine on Means TV.
Brilliant. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle Podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or for a one-stop shop of all my stand-up specials, podcasts, and blogs, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for behind-the-scenes pass to my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, the editor, and the iron fist inside his velvet glove is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.